This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of COVID-19 cases has now claimed more than 533,000 lives globally, more than 129,000 in the United States. The number of global infections jumped to more than 11.4 million. The U.S. number surged to nearly 2.9 million. Local officials across the southern tier of the United States voiced new concerns Sunday about the sharp increase in the spread of the coronavirus pandemic in recent days, even as President Trump has dismissed it as totally harmless. Mayor Kate Cayego in the western city of Phoenix, Arizona, told ABC News this week, "We opened local businesses way too early after they were initially closed in March and April." The U.S. has recorded more than 50,000 new coronavirus cases on several recent days, largely across a row of southern states that avoided a big outbreak of cases in March and April, when cities in the northeastern part of the country, especially New York City, were especially hard hit and now have way fewer cases. Florida, the southeasternmost U.S. state alone, recorded more than 11,400 new cases on Saturday, as some big cities in the U.S. held annual Independence Day celebrations, even as dozens of small communities canceled theirs for fear of people spreading the virus. With a capacity of 10,000 beds, the world's largest temporary COVID-19 hospital opened in India Sunday as the country battles with accelerating cases of the respiratory disease. The hospital was inaugurated in New Delhi on the same day that the health ministry reported a record single-day spike of more than 24,000 cases. This is VOA News.